Orúkọ mi ni Ṣọlá Alẹ́sìn, mo jẹ́ òǹkọrin àti akọrin. A wà ní ibi ìpéjọpọ̀, kò ń ṣe ìfilọ́lẹ̀ o. Album mi ti jáde láti February 5, ìsọdọ̀tun album mi ẹlẹ́kẹsàn. A wà níbi ìpéjọpọ̀ àwo tí mo ṣe tí à ń pè ní ìsọdọ̀tun ẹlẹ́kẹsàn tí mo ṣe. Okay, my name is Ṣọlá Alẹ́sìn, as I believe most people here know. I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a woman, of course, obviously. I am a human being, you know, that just likes to be human. This is the live recording / concert of my 9th album, Ìsọdọ̀tun. And you would ask me the meaning of Ìsọdọ̀tun. Ìsọdọ̀tun is the process of being made new. Somebody could come and say, I should say by faith that I've been made new. But for me, I'm being renewed every day. It's my 9th album. My first album was Eji Owuro in 2003. My second was Gbe Jefori in 2005. Ire 2007, Imore 2009, Adun 2011, Ope 2015, Imuse 2018, Iri 2019, and now Ìsọdọ̀tun 2021.
All right, from 2003 to 2024, that must have been a very, very long...
It's just...
Exactly, but could you show us what the journey has been like? Well, your cough fan, you know how you grow from strength to strength, and could you share with us generally what the journey has been like?
Well, when I came out, Eji Owuro was originally the soundtrack of Bean Bushin's film of the same title. In the music industry, professionally, I've been around for over 30 years as a professional singer. But I was a backup singer. I had worked with, I can't remember, my level has changed. So I had worked with Aunty Stella Monye, Bọ̀dá Yinka Ayéfẹ́lẹ́, that one was, you know, just before Eji Owuro. I worked with many people, known and unknown. You know, when you are a backup singer and people don't really pay attention to you, but it's just your voice, they will say, I heard your voice somewhere. This voice is sounding like. So when I was approached to do the soundtrack of Eji Owuro, it wasn't really difficult for me because something I had been doing for like 15 years. Professionally at that time. I went to their office actually to obtain a form to become an actress, because around that time I was overwhelmed with how life was bouncing me here and there. I was singing in church, I was doing backup singing for survival first and evolving into purpose, because I just knew that I had this gift, I could sing. You know, I'd been singing for a long time before then. I was singing in church, and I was just tired of just doing the same thing and singing and singing, and nothing sure was happening. And I wanted to become. I knew that I could act, so I met a guy and I went to their office. That's a long story. I believe some of you might have heard the story before. You know, so. So I went to become an actress, and it metamorphosed into me doing the soundtrack of Eji Owuro. And when we did the soundtrack, it wasn't that I sat down and I planned that I was going to blow, as you people call it. I just did what I had to do at that time. Everything my hands find to do, I do it well every time, as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as this minstrel that you're looking at. So I just did it, and after we did it, they put it into the film. They used it to advertise the film. So instead of this, coming soon, grab your copy now. It was the song that they were using. So it made my face become a bit known. So every time I was walking on the street at that time, I was living in Ibadan. They would say, that's the woman. And me, I'm a very private person. And so even till now, that I know that a couple of people know me, I'm still public shy. So when somebody came, then they would say, okay, that's you. I saw you on TV. I would be like, leave me alone. Let me just be, you know. But I evolved. I've been evolving. And it has been, you know, getting better and better. I mean, some parts, the major part of it was difficult too. Yeah? And I'm saying it, I'm emphasizing it because these days, when people meet with stumbling blocks in life, they decide to commit suicide. Because we had been wrongly conditioned that immediately, I'm a Christian, that immediately you become saved like this. Things will just change. It's not always like that. It depends on where you're coming from. And many times, all things are not equal. You begin a journey from that time, and things start to change, and you begin to shed some weight. So there were difficult moments, difficult times, difficult seasons. But here I am today. I'm very, very grateful for what I've been privileged to achieve right now. But like I said before, Bita and Lord Gino, my journey is still far. It's far. But I'm here, it's still far.
Now that we're here, could we talk a little bit about the creative process of Isodotunde, new album?
Okay, the creative process of it, the way it happens for me is I sing from the abundance of my spiritual experiences. I don't just sit down to say, okay, I'm due for an album, let me do. For instance, between Ejowuru Agbejafori, Ire, I think, and Imore, there were two years. But between Ajun and Ope, there was 4 years. Or there were 4 years or whatever. And, you know, between, so you would think it has to be like this. This is the way it is. For me, I wait. Depending on what is happening, you know, per time, everybody has their journey. Everybody has their story. What is important is for you to know you. You can't know, we see in part and we prophesy in part. You can't know everything, but it's for you to know you. Can you fiyesi, pay attention to how your journey is unfolding. So, creative process for me is about what experiences I've had. For instance, Ishegun, I became to be more intentional at the time of Imushe, my seventh album. If you speak, people who are spiritual people will come and say, oh, seven is perfection. Is that? I didn't know. It was when people started saying it. I just knew that, okay, at this time that I wanted to do this album, many things happened, many levels of growth that I achieved at that time happened. There was some kind of, as the title implies, Imushe, like fulfillment, actualization of something. Like, this is it. You know, so my experiences at that time that I put out in Emushe, I had experienced it before I went to the studio to record the songs. So many times during my own experiences, songs come to me, words drop in my heart. I write them down. I wouldn't know when I will use them. When it's necessary, I will use. So the experience of Emushe I had before I released the album of Emushe, the experience of Eri I had before the release of it. So the experience of Isodot, so the creative process, as we would say, happened before, of course, before. So if I say, Ijoba already, your kingdom has come, it means I've experienced, you know, and all these things that I do, I believe I am receiving them, not just for me, that my kind, you know, they are more than people who are not my kind. People who are finding life, you know, that are struggling, you know, to bring something beautiful out of the jaga-jaga that life has given to them, they are more than people who met good systems on ground. So I believe any song I receive, anything I do, I am doing it so that my kind, who can identify with what I do, you know, can be helped, can know how to articulate their own words when they cannot. Sometimes you want to pray and you can't find the right words. Sometimes you want to do this, you don't know. It's when somebody else has done it that, you know, the spark of light within you gets distinguished. She distinguished, you know. You understand what I mean? No, you get lighted. You know, the spark. You know, it gets. You understand? So, it's just for me to help people who are like me, who are walking. The people who are walking my kind of journey, they are much more. It's just that people. It's just now that people are coming out to tell their stories, you know. People don't say it really because everybody wants to stand behind the fact that I have faith, I'm a Christian. If I say this, they will say my strength is little. You understand? So creative process for me is not just normal creative process, thinking of the, but of course I watch films, I listen to people, I read books, but basically the most important part of my music, substance of my music, comes from the experiences I've had.
Okay, so and who are some of the people you work with on this album?
For, it has 9 tracks, but one track comes twice. That's the one comes in the normal track and the acoustics version. So we have 8. So I worked with Agbomagbe. Was produced by Egbon Tobila, Texas in Ibadan. Egbon Magbe and Isin were produced by him. Ijoba Arede and Imole were produced by Wole Adesanya, that's Mr. Walls. Koso Untole and Ife Adale were produced by Music Magnate, that's Joel Wilson. Light on Dada produced Iye and Ileko.
All right, so as a faith-based artist, a lot of people will look at you and say, what you're doing is ministry. At the same time, you also know that there are bills to be paid and all of that. So how do you find that balance of ministering and also being a professional?
I don't call what I do ministry. I call it career. I'm doing my life. I said in an interview I did this morning that this is the time that we need to start asking questions. We need to start questioning ourselves about the things that we were conditioned with. The older generation did well for us. They gave us what they knew within the scope of what they knew. And what we should do is not to say, that's the way it is. God's values can never change, but dynamics can change. We're always growing, we're always evolving as human beings. So I don't want to, if you say I'm doing ministry, it doesn't affect anything. If you say my music is gospel, it could affect it. If you say it's not gospel, it doesn't affect anything. But the most important for me is my life that I'm doing, my music that I'm singing, the substance it adds onto people's souls is what is important for me. Because I woke up like, two days ago, something just dropped in my spirit, minstrel. So I was asking my husband, minstrel in the Bible, okay, he keep putting in the story, you know, when that prophet wanted to do a miracle and he asked for minstrels to be brought. I don't know whether it was one or many of them, but the word here is minstrel. He asked for a minstrel to be brought, you know, to play music or perform or sing before. And I was asking, we were, you know, discussing about it. Was that person a gospel minstrel? He or she was just a minstrel. Or it would have been he because of the settings of those times. He was just a minstrel, you know. And I was asking that in the Bible, not like asking, we were discussing that when Jesus went about preaching and doing good, he wasn't doing it to Christians. Jesus Christ was not a Christian. There were no Christians when Jesus was here physically. It was just preaching to people, anybody whose heart was open to listen, anybody from any and every place that he went, and people that heard about him and came to him. Simple hearts, simple souls, people who just had open, you know, spirits to receive, open souls to receive. So for me, I don't call, people say I'm gospel. I'm not gospel. It doesn't matter to me. It's what you understand by it. I'm a Christian, and for me, Jesus Christ is my perfect example, not anybody else. So if there is something that I believe I'd been taught or conditioned with before, I've begun a long time ago to question and put it side by side. Kini Jesus Ogongo? What did Jesus say? What would Jesus do in this kind of situation? Anything that goes against being kind, having empathy, being, you know, good to people, I know I cannot do it. However it is packaged in religion for me, I will never do it. So if you call it ministry, it's okay. But I realize that some people are angry because you don't want to call it ministry. Some people are angry because you are saying, don't call me Lady Evangelist. My name is Shola Alice. But why should we be angry? Question the things that you know. Remind me the title of Jesus when he was here. You know, so for me, I am just doing my life. I'm just being, you know, and I'm growing and evolving. And I believe that as human beings, because we are spiritual vessels, as much as you do, there will be more. You know, you will just be getting better. So that's it for me.
the question of ministry or no ministries has been very interesting, seeing how people used to put faith-based people in a box and all of that. But seeing what you have said now, how open are you to collaborating with artists from
I collaborated with Adekunle Gold, and I was almost killed. And I enjoyed the experience. And I'm going to do with anybody whose music is compatible with mine. I'm going to do. Please expect me to be, let me not use the word I wanted to use, so that they will not strip me completely of the woman of God position. You understand what I mean? I am going to collaborate with anybody whose music is compatible and mode of delivery, because Adekunle Gold, you know, sings in Yoruba, his mode of delivery and all of that. And the things that he sings about, not breast and bum bum. You understand what I mean? So anybody whose music is compatible, it doesn't have to be a gospel artist. You know, Dogba, the fact that you are, you need to question a lot of things. We believe that somebody cannot do clean, good music until they wear the emblem of I'm born again Christian. No. I mean, even when we want to narrow it down to Christianity, go ye into the world, ni Jesus saw now. Did he say go ye to Christians alone? Did he say go ye into the church? Okay, so what is the problem if I say I'm a Christian, but I want to sing like this? I don't have to do gospel music. Are you doing gospel law? Why should I be put in a box with my gifts? We need to start questioning the things. I'm not saying throw caution to the wind and do anything. This life, it can be dynamic, but values are values. They can never change.
Absolutely.
I can wear my values and put it in the work that I do, anywhere that I find myself, and it will be known that this one is a child of light. I mean, that's what's important. So if I say a child of light, and you say a child of God, jockey, what's the difference there? But because you expect me to say it the way that you say it, but if your spirit is open, if you knew your father exactly, you should hear your father being mentioned, even when his name is not mentioned. If your spirit is open and awake, you should know that this person is actually talking about my father. This person is actually talking about me. So, I mean, collaboration, I would say I'm open to collaborations, but it has to be of my own prerogative, of course, based on the inspiration I get, based on the direction I get from.
All right, backtracking to Isadotun, you're having a virtual concert later today. Could you share with us some of the details of what the performance is going to be like?
We are going to sing, Nani. Just as.
But how strange is it now? You know, you're used to performing in front of a crowd of people, physical audience, now seeing the new realities that we live in, and how strange does that feel, and how do you now feed off of the energy of the people watching you?
Because I'd never concentrated on feeding off the energy of people. Maybe because, okay, if I have to perform before a 10,000 capacity audience or 100, for me, it doesn't make any difference. I'm in the entertainment industry. I'm not an entertainer. I'm somebody who believes that where I am right now, the soul of somebody is being stirred. Like I said, a spark of light. Somebody is asking some questions within. Somebody is considering something. If the person does not delve deep now, someday, that seed has been sown. Someday, the person will come back there. That's what it is for me. Salvation is a process. It's not, okay, I meet you, you must give me your hand, let me lead you to Christ today. If the soul is not ready, you are just saying empty words. So I don't feed off the energy of people. I concentrate on my own ambience spiritually, and I come to deliver it. So whether I'm doing it virtually, whether because of COVID, I'm sure it was because of COVID that you asked the question. When COVID started, when COVID came, I had always known that it won't go, that we are going to find a way to live with it. It just came to me. I just knew that. So I'd been saying it from them, people who are close to me. I'd always said it that, I'm sure there will be inspiration for people in charge of medicine, sciences, and all of that to find a solution to, just like malaria was discovered. Just like malaria came and it killed a lot of people before we found antidote to it, just like every other thing came. So I'd always known. So maybe I wasn't shocked. Maybe because of the Bolugi way that I grew up, nothing catches me by surprise. You know, I can be shaking, but I will just, you know, maybe because of that, maybe. But anything I do, whether it's one person, whether it's before the camera, I'm conscious. I'm sitting down with you one-on-one, not wearing this, just being Sholawani. I'm conscious of what we are saying. So now, talk of when I am doing what I believe my life is for. So it doesn't do anything to me. Is it money? And when we perform virtually, no, my phone, I'm a go. She be appearance, ni. So the money that I'm going to take when I'm doing physical, is the money I will take. I will even take more, because I'm going to pay for studio, where I will. So it's, I mean, and for me, the money comes and the money doesn't come, because the nature of what we do, the money doesn't, I believe I'm living life. Is life is about cooking straight by. It's ups and downs, and I'm enjoying every level of the process.
So about the album, there's Agbomagbe.
Agbomagbe.
Agbomagbe. Actually, I think I've listened to that particular track, and now it's your just launching the album. So I want to ask, the one I listened to on Agbomagbe, is it is it the lead track from the album, or
is it the I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Because I don't expect to listen to this.
I'm not launching. I'm not just launching. This is not a launch.
Okay.
That's what I said. We have to start questioning the things that we know. Because okay. I'm just putting people together now to listen. So an average person will assume that it's launching I'm doing. I'm not launching. If I'm launching, I would have sent envelope to you so that you put money. You know? It was out on February 5th. The album came out on February 5th. It was available for pre-order from January 29th, and it was released on February 5th already.
I remember you released an album last year too.
2 years ago. We were long back last year. All of us are forgetting 2020. It was on, say 2 years, last year. Did we go out last year? That's November 2019.
November.
I know. All of us are forgetting 2020. So it was in 2019. Gẹ́gẹ́ bí nǹkan tá a ti ń sọ ní èdè òyìnbó tẹ́lẹ̀ látẹ̀kọ́ nǹkan tá à ń sọ ni wípé àwọn nǹkan tá a rò pa mọ̀ ó yẹ ká wádìí wọn dájú ká lè mọ̀ ṣe mọ̀ káwọn tó ń gbọ́n mi lẹ́sìn onígbàgbọ́ lèmi ẹlòmíì wà tó jẹ́ mùsùlùmí ẹlòmíì wà tó jẹ́ lẹ́sìn àbáláyé ẹlòmíì wà tó jẹ́ hindu náà ń ṣe àbí nǹkan kan gbogbo nǹkan tá a rò pa mọ̀ ká wádìí gbogbo ẹ̀ ká má rò pé báyìí náà lọ̀rọ̀ ayé ṣe rí. Tí ò ní sọ nǹkan pàtàkì kókó tó wà nínú kinní yẹn nù ọ́ mi sọ pé ká wá ṣe research ká wá gbàgbé kókó tó wà nbẹ̀ àwọn kókó wà tó jẹ́ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ sọnù láíláí ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀kọ́ oríṣiríṣi ló sodo sínú gbogbo àwọn kinní yẹn tí a ṣe apọn láti wá jáde tó ń jẹ́ ká ṣiṣẹ́ rú àwọn àṣìṣe táwọn náà ṣe tí ò jẹ́ ká kúrò níbi tí ó yẹ ká ti kúrò nbẹ̀ pàápàá jùlọ nípa ọ̀rọ̀ nǹkan tí à ń pè ní ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀mí ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn àbí nǹkankan so gbòógì tí èmi máa ń nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí pé káwọn èèyàn mú jáde nínú gbogbo orin tí wọ́n pẹ́ kò ṣe sọ̀dọ̀ tún nìkan ìjọ òwúrọ̀ pé jẹ́ fún eré ìmúrí àjọ ń pẹ́ ìmúṣẹ eré lẹ́ni sọ̀dọ̀ tún nǹkan tí má fẹ́ káwọn èèyàn mú jáde ń bẹ̀ á yan mi tí má ṣe ni pé kí ní ojú ẹ̀mí àwọn èèyàn kí ojú wọn kó là sí nǹkan tí a wá ṣe nínú ayé gangan àti ẹni tó yẹ ká jẹ bó ṣe tí ọkẹta tí ọba mọ nǹkan tó ní àti bó ṣe máa lọ ló máa lè lọ dáadáa kí gbogbo wa ká béèrè ìbéèrè nínú ẹ̀mí wa fún nǹkan tí mò ń ṣe yìí ṣé nǹkan tó yẹ kí n ṣe ni ṣé bó ṣe yẹ kí n ṣe ni ṣé pé tá a bá ṣe nǹkan tó yẹ bó ṣe yẹ ká ṣe á rí bó ṣe yẹ kó
so kin ni ti ori ko se ko ri ko de nse bayi mo de nse bayi se o ni nkan mo so ye kin se lona oto se o ni bo se ya kin wo ke lona oto bi mo se fun mi ni kin ni se bo se ya ko ri ni so gbogi ti mo fe ka won yo mo ja ni be ni
eni koko o nilo lati la anybody loye nipa boya bi mo se nse orin le nkan the same thing ti mo so na ni mo n pada si awon nkan ta ro pa mo ka wa di won daju ka le mo ito jo ti to ati to kan jo fege to kan gbele wa lowo so that to kan gbele wa lowo so that se mo pe awon elomi wa ti won ba ni system ko ko le full ko le jo ka wo dada ti eyan ba jo mo ba be ni to to ti won ba n soro ba be ti won ba de daruko ba be to hun mo o ye ko mo pe baba won lo so onise ona pelu orin lemi mo le design lati se bo se ati pe ti mi o ba se kin so nigbagbo ti mo ba je muslimi ti ba wa so nkan to nse okun awon eniyan lanfani se ko ye ke yan gbo ni ta ba fe show so if you want to be honest with ourselves ta ba fe show to pelu ara wa nkan ti mo pe ni question the things that you thought you knew ka wa di on gbogbo ta ro wi pe a mo opolopo nkan la hide behind e onigbagbo ni mi laye laye mi o le se yen e muslimi ni yen for instance ma so pe oluwa ma so pe adupe fo oluwa I like mo sound very christian and spiritual ma so pe adupe fo olohun I like mo sound muslim e se oluwa to olohun so ya to sira won nejo e so fun mi you know I need lati ma wa di on gbogbo ta mo emi o si e kin gbianju lati la eni kokoko loye gbogbo eyan lo ni emi en ko to ba won ni kaloku lo le fe emi e se sugbon ta ba se oto pelu ara wa ta ba gborin to jorin emi ni toto amon ai mo yorin na pe jesu nbe sugbon ki isorin emi ai mo yorin ni won pe jesu nbe sugbon to ma feyan ni to ma feyan ni to ma je ki emi eyan se mo ko ko keko ko ji ko wa wake so awe so awe so ko se nkan kan kini concert gan ni oba Femi one of my help wa kini concert ni oba ere ko awe sere o se kon se ipejopo or something I don't know ni mi o sere mi se lere bo ti ye mi
kini awon tani lati samojuba fun to ma se e kon fun wa die die.
Well, I mean, mo ti so tele ni ede oyinbo. Ma kokorin. I mean, I o le je pe mi o so ni ona to ma gbe agbe kale to ma se kini gan. Sugba ko ma ko yin na ni. I mean, nkan ti a mo se na ni a de ma se. So, awa ni pe ka lo ebun wa. I to ku ka fi okan awon eniyan sile funra won lati yan nkan ti awon fe se. Ati Oluwa to wa loke ati mi si atoke lati I mean it's not cooking she ko si ni kawo mi abi ni kawo awon ta jo nsise mi lati so pe nkan ta fe ko se ni looto ta ba lo ebo wa bo se e ka lo a je ibukun so nkan ti ibukun je fun okan ile o yato si nkan ti ibukun je fun okan yen so awon to ba gbo ni won ma but eno mi gba ni start mo de ninu ise ti mo nse lati mo wi pe orin mi nobody can be indifferent to my song. There is something. En to ba gbo. En to ba joko to ba gbo. Nkan kan. O ma bere si nse nkan kan ninu okan awon eniyan. Ni awon igba mi, iru awon eniyan te so pe won so ahe so pe boya mo pe Jesu igberaga odo emi won. O le ma je kan fi pe why ti o se so bayi. So o mi pe ko se kini kan niyan. But there will be nkan kan ma ru soke. Nkan kan ma ru soke ni sha. But to ba je pe okan awon eniyan to wa ni rugba ti Jesu Oluwa wa to ma wa won lo so ma so pe awon ti wa ni isoda on mi nbe yen je ka sare lo sibe se ri pe mi tun so bi oro ton so nu bibele sugbon e ri pe nkan kan na la jo so so to ba je pe ru okan awon eyan yen ni won wo pe won bere si ma tun odo emi won se won bere si ma yo gbogbo awon idoti to wa nbe jade so awon ko ma korin na ni ko ma se nkan ti imisi tani a ko ma lo I to ku a fi le fun ibukun lo wa
o da ma ibere ti ma fi ka se nle o fe ya to si apelopo yi die mo kan ta n se lo afoshi ni ipa o ati pe ona o ni family time ta mo se akoko ile pata pe lo ko ni mu aye awon ita oju ni
ah nkan to ko pa ju niyan se mo wi pe to ba je pe omo le dadagba ko ni okay so akoko idile o nkan ta mo si family time iyen gogo lo se pataki July emi ati nkan so recently pe ka je iya abi baba o po ju pe ka bi omo lo ka fi inu wa bi omo wa bi ko je pe awala fobrin lo to bi omo iyen is just one aspect idi kan niyan nipa pe eyan ni family I to se pataki ju ni wiwo anu ni wiwo omo eyan ni lati create family time eyan lati ni akoko ti ejo ma wa po tejo ma soro tejo ma se tejo ma jiroro sege te igba mi gan ariyan jiyan igba mi nigba mi awon mo mi ise mo ton ma so nkan kan ma ni ah emi oro be o wa ni e be ni awon ro be but respectfully and politely ni ona owo ni ona to mu aponle dani you know so family time abi akoko kile pe no akoko idile yen wa very 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 in fact ni to se pataki junior because teyan ba fa omo e lakoko ninu idile nkan ti o ye kon gbo ni won ma gbo for instance ta ba so awon teenager ta mo sex eh ko ma ni sex nitori pe to ba ni sex they will go to hell no tell them e so fun won ipe to ba ni sex o dabi pe won je sugbi gbona nigba ti o ti tutu ti won ba fi sugbi gbona si enu to ba like sugbon iru emi mo like ma je su to ma mi o se like isu yen to ko si ti ba se ma ni suru ko cool down na ko tutu die ki to je so da ma le gba jadun ti ma je su nigba to gbona o ti mo jije se won pe abo mi lahan ba di mi ni enjoy mi ni gbadun nigba ti su yen ba wa tutu mi ni le je dada because awon mi ati negbo so I'm so far because time yen gangan ni one bubble out as a human being as igbe ni awon obirin a ma guyan ni okunrin ni a ma dagba ni ona sale yen ni awon irun wa ma won ma mature ara won ma se don pe puberty ara won ma ma se gba mi awon hormonal whatever which is normal but kan ma so fun won be ni pe ise ni kan ma feel be yen ko se jo won now ti ba wa no ti go through level yen ri but a so fun won pe nisin o lo need nkan ton pe ni self control although a ti ma ko won ni self control lati kekere lati mo pe tori ko on feel be yen ko n sese o ko se pe nkan se o ko se pe isu ni o n se are lo n grow you are evolving into a full grown human being awa fun won ni eko lati mo pe to ba tin feel be yen nkan bayin ni ko ma se to ba tin feel be yen fokun e feeling okun e pelu nkan mi